How do you approach the selection of an AI at the three common points that it's used upfront, after 2 to 3 years of tamoxifen, and after 5 years of tamoxifen?
In first line, we have two contenders. We have letrozole in Big Femta, and we have anastrozole in ATAC. And at the 2 to 3 year switching point, we have three trials, one of which is premature, and that is the trial with letrozole, because Big Femta, those two arms will be delayed in terms of coming out. And so then you have the exemestane data, which was a pretty pure trial, and then you have actually three other trials, ARNO and ABSG, which were amalgamated to make a bigger trial, and then you have the BOCARDO trial, and all three of those trials used anastrozole. And all you can say is that all three of those trials, and if you amalgamate the ARNO trial, also confirm the results of exemestane over tamoxifen. And then finally, in the post-5-year tamoxifen strategy, most people are using letrozole, and there is no challenger that I'm aware of for the moment.
Let's talk about the issue of the management of the ER-positive patients with metastatic disease, both those who are ER-positive, HER2-negative, and ER-positive, HER2-positive. Can you kind of talk about your algorithm of how you approach therapy in those patients?